This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. And Tim, as far as returning players for Classical, what do you have coming back this year?
We've got our quarterback back, Matt Lauria. He's the senior captain. Another senior is Marcus Rivera, play running back, defensive back for us. We're looking for kind of big things there from him. We got a couple guys up front that we have, actually have a lot of guys up front who saw time, you know, here and there, a couple games here, a couple games there. But primary returners are probably JV and Delgado. He's a two-way lineman for us. He's a junior, and also Noah Morse, who started D-line for us basically all last year, and he's back, two-way lineman as well.
The game this Friday night against Gloucester, how do you see that game shaking out?
Well, I think it'll be a good contest. I think relatively close styles in what we're trying to do, trying to run the ball, and, you know, hopefully play good defense. It's been a great rivalry over the past couple of years. It's been back and forth. They won last year. They beat us big last year, but we beat them the year before, and it's kind of been back and forth for a couple of years. And it's down in Lynn, which is a good thing. Part of a doubleheader, so it's a lot of excitement in the city, and hopefully, you know, we play well.
Tim, if you give me some other names on offense and defense, key players that you're going to be counting on for Friday's game.
Sure. I mean, offensively, we've got a couple running backs that we expect to get a lot of time. We got sophomore Chase Bono. We've got a junior, Melvin Nieves, Marcus Rivera as well as a senior. We'll switch those guys kind of in and out. Defensively, we've got David Bernard, who's a sophomore, but he started last year for us, a linebacker. We've got a couple D linemen, Alberto Cerrito, who's a senior. We hope he can do good things for us. Rick Keogh's a junior, so we're looking for a lot of guys to kind of step up and see what they have.
Now, I know you scrimmaged Everett last weekend.
Seems like the buzz of the state. Everyone seems to hear that one.
I didn't repeat the score, but I'll be honest with you, the score wasn't all that bad, all things considering.
No, I mean, there's always, you know, coming out of that game, we've been scrimmaging Everett for a long time, and we feel like it's a good scrimmage. It gets our speed especially up. It's a chance for us to see who's got some toughness in them, who's got some compete level in them, and things like that. So that's what we really want to see. We want to see guys who want to go out there and compete against one of the best teams in the state. We think they're, you know, looking at them, I know they had a down year for Everett last year, and I think they're going to be much improved this year. But, you know, we had some good things, we had some bad things, but, you know, we were overall, we were relatively satisfied with the film.
So you're saying you kind of kicked them around in the scrimmage a year ago? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they had a down year last year for them, which is 5-5, which is, you know, a lot of teams would like that. But I think they'll be one of the premier teams in the state this
year. Against good competition. Finally, Tim, what areas, you know, of the game, I know we talk about this from time to time, What areas do you think have come together so far early on, and where do you look for improvement?
Well, I think our defense has come along. I don't think we're quite where we want to be as far as just fundamentals and, you know, getting off blocks and making tackles and angles and all that good stuff. I don't think we're quite where we need to be. I'm happy with the improvement over the couple scrimmages we had. Offensively, it's coming together. We seem to have a little better rhythm in our offense, and that's always a good thing. You know, I think offense is all about rhythm, and if you can find that rhythm and you know, tempo and whatever else you need to do, I think that's half of the problem. So I think we're getting there. We'll see how we are Friday.
All right, Tim, always good talking with you. Best of luck Friday.
Thank you.
Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.